I have a few words I would like to leave in your hearing today, and I want to say that I'm grateful that I was that we had a chance to come. I know during the pandemic that we were scheduled to be here, but God knows. But I'd just like to talk just for a few moments before I go into my main subject matter this morning on the law of process, Moses, and the test of time. And it's just where that, how did God prepare Moses to be his man to lead the Hebrews out of the Egyptian bondage? He prepared him not in a day, but over time. Not through an event, but with a process. Of course, others before Moses waited years for God to fulfill his leadership and development process. We as leaders, and especially nowadays in which we are living in, God prepares us to deal with these times in which we're living in. And especially with our social ills that we are facing today, critical race theory, the murdering of our young men, situations of life. It wasn't like this when we were coming up. It's different. But in the process of time, God prepares his leaders for that moment. Of course, others before Moses waited years for God to fulfill his leadership development process. Noah waited 120 years before the predicted rain arrived. Abraham waited for 25 years for a promised son. Joseph waited 14 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. Job waited perhaps a lifetime for God's justice. God prepares leaders in a crock pot, not in a microwave oven. More important than the awaited goal is the work God does in us while we wait. And celebrating this anniversary time, especially of the 43 years of starting from humble beginnings unto where we are today, it's a preparation that God works on. Waiting deepens and matures us, levels our perspective, and broadens our understanding. Test of time determines whether we can endure seasons of seemingly unfruitful preparations and indicate whether we can recognize and seize the opportunity that comes our way. So I want to say to Elder and Elder Walker, you took that opportunity and you seized it. And in the 43 years that God has prepared you to lead his people. And it's beautiful when you can have leaders that stay the test of time. You got some folks, they pop up and they pop out. But then God has leaders that will stay with you and to be with you, especially through whatever that we're faced with and whatever that we're going through. The scripture tells us that God will guide us from birth even through the grave. He will lead us and he will guide us. And that's what it's all about, and especially with relationships that we do have. And especially when we go through births, deaths, situations of life, it's always good to know. It's beautiful that you honored Elder Francine today, and especially on her birthday. Francine, you still look the same 45 years ago when we all was coming up as young people. So we're just grateful to God for that. I was wanted to kind of stay with the theme that was given unto us, transformation. What is transformation in the Bible? But we all are being transformed. 2 Corinthians 3:18. We all have things we like to change about ourselves. The vast quality of books on self-improvement are available today, target our desires to be different or improved in some way. And when we read verses in the New Testament concerning how believers should live and conduct themselves, we want to live that way. But when we compare our daily lives to those passages, we can't help but from noticing our shortcomings. For example, our lack of love for people, our impatience, or our reaction in certain situations all highlight our needs to have a change. But how can we? God wants us to change, but not the way we might think. In fact, the Bible speaks of something called transformation. We look at what transformation is according to the Word of God. The dictionary definition of transformation from Webster: a complete or major change in someone or something appearance form. People use the word transformation to talk about the remodeling of the house or when someone gets a makeover. Do y'all know any folks that maybe have a makeover? You see them and, okay. The house or person undergoes a major change and ends up looking different. It is understandable to think that transformation for Christian means we improve ourselves or our behavior so we appear more Christ-like. But the biblical meaning of transformation has nothing to do with our outward behavior or self-improvement. Simply trying to conform to the words we read in the Bible is like a monkey imitating the actions of a human being. What you see is mere learned behavior, not a genuine expression of a human. That becomes the monkey doesn't have the life of a human. God knows that we can't meet the standards in His Word on our own. Then how can we live a life that expressed of God? God's way is to give us His divine life and for so to undergo an organic change by His life operating in us. Let us see what that means and how it happens. We are being transformed. In there, in the scripture of 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. This verse doesn't say we are being transformed by improving our behavior. Here, being transformed is connected to our beholding the glory of the Lord. when we behold the Lord in our fellowship with him, something wonderfully happens. Verse number 7 there. On this in the New Testament, as you have time to read. When we unveil faces or the face are beholding and are reflecting of the glory of the Lord, he infused us with the element of what he is and what he has done. Thus, we are being transformed to have his life shaped by his power with his life essential. That is, we are being transfigured mainly by renewing of our minds. Romans chapter 12, verse 1, I beseech ye therefore, brethren, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be ye not conformed to this world. We are being transformed indicates that we are in the process of transformation. We are in the process of transformation. This note says that when we behold the Lord, he infuses us with all he is and has done. To infuse means to feel, prevail, and soak. So how do we behold the Lord? Beholding the Lord in our spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, the Lord is a spirit. When we are saved, the Lord as the spirit came to live in us so we can behold him in our spirit by fellowshipping with him in prayer and in the word. And we beheld the Lord. He soaks us with all he is. This soaking results in us as being transformed metabolically. This is God's way of changing us by an inward spiritual metabolic process of his life operating in us. Physical metabolism is the process that maintains the life of an organism. Through that, the organism lives, grows, and develops. Lifeless things like rocks don't undergo a change. Rock is a rock. Metabolism is a good picture of this transforming work in us that God breaks down the actions, the breaking down and discarding of an old element and the building up of a new one. Tearing down the old, building up the new. As we beheld the Lord, more of Christ is infused into us and spreads in our soul, replacing our old natural elements. Spontaneously, we begin to live a different way than we did before. As I listened to the young lady that was saying, that was giving us a welcome today, she said when she came to the church 20 some odd years ago, how that she was just in a disarray. But the time that she has been here, her life has changed. And that's what happens with us. Our life changed. This illustration of change is shown to us in the caterpillar. At birth, a caterpillar has the life that will transform it into a butterfly. It doesn't put on a butterfly costume or try to act like a butterfly. The caterpillar simply eats. As it eats, the need nutrients is grown. And then it makes a cocoon where it remains as little by little change take place in its body. Eventually, the caterpillar emerged as a butterfly. The dramatic change of a crawling, worm-like creature into a grateful, beautiful butterfly is a result of an organic process. Isn't it beautiful that we can come in as a wretch undone? And how that we can go down in the water and come up and be filled with God's Spirit. How that He changes us, changes our minds, changes the way that we think. Things I used to do, I don't do anymore. Places that I used to go, I don't go anymore. Why? Because there's a great change in my life. You know, as kids, sometimes we would try to help the butterfly comes out of the cocoon. And you try to slit the hole to make it a little better. But but inside of that cocoon is everything that that butterfly needs to have before it comes out and to be able to fly. And that's the same way that it is with God. God has us in a cocoon, and when we are through, then we are able to fly. We can able to do the things that God would have us to do in our lives and in our ministries of life. As Pastor and Pastor Walker, as they were in a cocoon, and then the time came for them to work. What do you mean? From one place to another, moving from here, moving to there, and then finally they were able to come to the place where they have their Rehoboth, meaning God has given us room to move and room to go. And that's what it's all about. At our spiritual birth, we receive the life of God, which can transform us. Now, like the caterpillar, our need is to eat. We need to eat spiritual food so we can grow and develop into the Lord's life. As we grow, we gradually change on the inside. Something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. The Lord wants us to take Him as our real food and drink. John 6 and 33, Jesus, and 35, Jesus says, I am the breath of life. He who comes to me shall by no means hunger, and he who believes in me shall by no means ever thirst. He will fix it all up. He will make it right for us. Oh, my brothers and sisters, in the Gospel of John, we see that the Lord is the living bread for us to eat and the living water for us to drink, transformed into the same image. So what are we transforming into? 2 Corinthians 3 and 18 tells us we're being transformed into that same image. Romans 8 and 29, to be transformed into that same image is to be conformed to the resurrected and glorified Christ, to be made the same as He is. When we read the four Gospels, we can see the glorious image of the Lord. What a life Jesus lived as a man on earth. It was a life without any defect, failures, or imperfection of any kind. His behavior, his attitude, and care for people are all too wonderful for words. He's the only man who ever lived a life that fully expressed God. And today, Jesus is living in us as a spirit. As we contact Him and behold Him in our spirit, He soaks us with who he is and all he's done, conforming us to the image to make us the same as he. This transformation, my brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, exceeds any goal we might have to improve ourselves or to live the way that we think we should. As we undergo this process, we're not merely becoming a better person. The way we think and view things, our attitude and feelings about people, and the decisions we make gradually change to match that of the Lord. This is because bit by bit, we're being conformed to his image and being made to the same as he. Transformation doesn't happen overnight. It's a lifelong process. So we shouldn't be discouraged or impatient. God is very happy to let this genuine change transpire in us by the gradual spreading of his life. The main thing is that we need to spend time to behold the Lord and continue to eat and to drink with him. One way we can eat spiritual food is by praying with the words of the Bible to receive the nourishing supply of life from God's word. A person who is physically undernourished cannot grow. Similarly, in order to grow spiritually, we need to constantly take in the nourishment found in God's word. It is good to start the day with a healthy spiritual breakfast. Not Wheaties, which is okay. Not Frosty Flakes, because they're great. But we need a spiritual breakfast. Then throughout the day, we can take a break to rechew a verse or phrase we pray in the morning, or eat another verse in the Bible. It's a great way to drink of the Lord. At that time, we can say, "Oh, Lord Jesus, our Lord God, I love you." We can call on him to begin our day even before we get out of the bed. Whenever we feel spiritually thirsty, we can simply call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to take another drink of him. I like that, as it says in Jeremiah 33:3, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." So in other words, when we can call upon the Lord, his line is never busy. It's not a two-party line. It's not somebody to come on the phone and say, "The Lord will be with you in 2 minutes. Hold on just a little while longer." But I can call upon the name of the Lord. And when I call upon the name of the Lord, he will deliver. He will help me in the situations of life. Whatever that I'm going through, God is there. He will. And that's what I like about God. Hallelujah to God. You can call him in the morning time. Do I have a witness that somebody can call him? I can call him in the midnight hour. I can call him when everything seems like it's all darkened. I can call upon the name of the Lord. For the name of the Lord, it is a strong tower. And the righteous runs there within and is saved. I'm about ready to take my seat here. But I just stopped by to tell you that I've been transformed. And Lord, by the renewing of my mind. Oh, yes, I have. I've been transformed because I know that the Lord will make everything all right. You know what the old song says. But I went to the church one night and my heart went right. But something got a hold of me. Oh, yes, it did. And somebody said, I looked at my hands and my hands looked new. And I looked at my feet and they do too.
to. But my brothers and sisters, it's the same old hands and it's the same old feet. But I tell you what changed. It's the power of the Holy Ghost. And when God's power and when God's anointing get a hold to you, it will change your life. It will turn you around. It'll put your feet on solid ground. Oh, yes, it will. Transform. This day and the time that we're living in, they're trying to transform and do away with our history, with critical race theory and trying to, they want, somebody else want to write our history. But my brothers and sisters and ladies and gentlemen and those that are viewing us with on live stream, we have somebody back there that were calling upon the name of the Lord. Some of those old mothers will say, well, Lord, somebody will call on Jesus and they will say, hallelujah. You won't be able to change this, honey. You won't be able to change the power of God. You won't be able to change that God is working. God is still the Jehovah Jireh. God is still the Jehovah Nissi. God is still the Jehovah Elohim. God is my deliverer. God is my joy. God is my strength. God is my power. Why? Because I've been transformed. I don't have to be transformed by going to the beauty shop. I don't have to be transformed by getting a manicure and a pedicure and an eyebrow wax. But I can be transformed by the power and by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I've been transformed. Oh, Lord. God bless your hearts today. We know that God can transform you. He's still in the business of turning alcoholics into deacons. He's still in the business of those, I know we used to call it back in the day a little marijuana, but now we done got sophisticated. Cannabis. So all of you cannabis smokers, God can turn you around. We may feel like that I cannot change, but I'm here today to tell you that God can change it. I don't care how old you are. You may be crippled, blind, polling, and just about crazy, but I dare you to allow the power of the Holy Ghost. It will turn you around. It will change your life. It'll change your mind. It'll change you wherever that you may be. I know that some of us change, you got your different degrees, which is beautiful, but it didn't change you. Some of us still nasty, don't speak. Transform. Lord, transform me. Transform my mind. And transform my spirit. Transform my attitude. Yeah. I need to be transformed. You know, I used to look at the little pictures with my grandkids. You know, the Transformers. You know, they ride a little car, and then all of a sudden they turn into a monster. Then they just turn whatever that they want to be, just turn it. Some of us, they be turned. Some deacons need to be turned. I keep saying amen. Choir members need to be turned. Transformed.
My conclusion, this story that I heard, Pastor Walker and I, we all kind of had some of the same mentors, Bishop James A. 1, Jack Johnson, and different others. This couple said that they have been married for 45 years and never had an argument.
But they said you can hear them reasoning for 5 miles off.
Husbands, wives need to be transformed. We come to church and we lovey-dovey in the church. And then you go home. Pastor Walker, one more. Husband and wife in the house. Husband's slamming doors, boom, cabinet doors. And his wife said, let's get in the car. He got in the car, slammed the door in the car. She said, honey, you shouldn't. Let the be mad at the, that's the devil that's causing you to be acting like that. He said, I ain't mad at the devil. I'm mad at you.
To be transformed. Let us stand.
Today, this moment, and especially those that are watching us live stream, as I know the number is going around on the screen and information for you here at Cross Culture Church. This moment and this time in your life, you can make a change. God is still touching. Just like the young man that the Lord touched him, he's blind. He said, how do you see? He said, I see men as trees. Need another touch. He touched him. And how do you see now? He said, I see men as men. My brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes we need another touch. And it's nothing like the touch of the Master. Touches, transform lives, changes us, makes us what we should be in Him. There are those and maybe that want to know more about being transformed. The elders are here at this assembly. There's someone that can tell you about how you can be transformed. Like Pastor Walker and I, when we started off,
we weren't where we are today. But as we evolved, God transformed our lives. Every time that he was going to Africa, I was either going or coming. See, that's what happens when you get transformed. You know what you do? You go and help somebody else to be transformed. And that's what it's all about. It's not for you to, I'm just going to be transformed or whatever that God has for me and myself. No, you transform. And usually you need to start off with your family. A lot of us always want to transform somebody else. Transform your Uncle Charlie and Aunt Hester and Junebug. That's who you start off with. Thank you, Jesus. I want to go to Africa and just transform the Zulu tribe. And I want to be with the Xhosas. And I can speak two words in Afrikaans and I can change. And no, you change yourself, then work on your family for crying out loud. God is here to help you to transform your life. Whatever that you're going through and whatever that you're faced with in life, God will help you to transform. Father, we love you today for all of your many blessings that you have showered even upon our lives, and for knowing that you are in the business of transforming lives. We pray, God, that something has been said to help us as we move along in this life's journey. And the main thing that it is of in our transformation, we want to hear you say, well done, thou good and thy faithful servant. We want to hear you say, and the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the trump of God and the sound of the archangels, and those that are dead in Christ shall rise first, and we that are alive shall be caught up, shall be transformed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. But God, this morning, please transform me. I don't want to leave from here the same way that I came in. But I want to leave from here being different. I want to leave from here knowing that you have touched me. Work in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Walker.